What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, just take it away.
Mike, you know what? This is about not the Supreme Court and who. This is about control and power. That's what it comes down to. These people don't care about abortion. It's just an issue they use for control. You know, they don't care about the children. They don't care about the troops. They only care about it when they get votes and they control what they want. That's it, you know? And it's just sad how this is, Mike, you said, you know, we're at that point. This is what we got left. We have nothing left in this country. It's just it's falling apart. It's rotted. It's a decadent country. Half the people in this country don't like the country. The other half, they love the country. But you know what, Mike? There's still a percentage of the country that just don't know what's going on. And those people
we have to reach them. We have to reach them. We have to start using postal mail or electronic mail or text messages or face-to-face. Our responsibility as those who know the truth is to reach out to those who are still swallowing the blue pill from the corporate media and say, look, you've got to wake up and really take a look at what's going on. In fact, I just got a very interesting email from somebody who said, it's really disgusting that Americans care more about who the politicians screwed 30 years ago, and they're not paying attention to the fact that we're all being screwed every single day by the politicians.
Yep. Mike, they outsourced our jobs. They bailed out Wall Street and the banks. They started all these phony wars. And what did they give us back? Nothing but lies. It's all lies. Everything's a lie. The Syrian war is a lie. All this is a lie. Hey, Mike, on that woman who called in, Mona, I believe her name was.
Yes.
Yeah, she should go on YouTube and look up an oligarchy. Just do some research. That's what we are. We used to be a constitutional republic with democracy for election process, which Hillary Clinton, cheating on Bernie Sanders, throws that out the window. And who knows how far before her it's been thrown out the window. But we are an oligarchy now. We're a small group of people control the vast amount of stuff, including the media. You know, and if you control the message, if you control the media, you control the message. We're in a dangerous time.
That used to be true, but that's not true anymore in the age of the independent media, which is why we're under attack now.
Exactly, yeah. That's why I just read PayPal is going to nix Alex Jones now and InfoWars.
Yes.
So it's continuing. Hey, Mike, on what made me laugh is, you talked about this before. The U.S. government's going to sanction China for buying Russian military weapons like the Su-35 fighter and the S-400, whose business of ours or anybody else in the world, who buys what from who?
U.S. is threatening to do that to Turkey as well. And that's the new thing. Sanctions have become the new club. The U.S. government is acting like a caveman saying, buy our weapons or we'll club you. And it's definitely turning the world against us.
Welfare in a warfare state, Mike. And remember there was somebody in the, in ambassadors, remember they were told to go out and sell weapons, remember? Not too long ago?
Yes.
Go out and, it's like basically they're just salesmen for the military-industrial complex. Oh, yeah, Mike, this is going to end well for the world. I mean, and China will just start dumping some treasuries, not all at once, but they're moving away. They're moving away, dumping treasure. It's going to be a small amount at a time. They're not going to dump everything at once to disturb the markets. But, things are changing. It's just a slow process, But that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to switch over to Russell in Austin. Aloha, Russell. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks. Just want to raise a few points. As you said, Senator Feinstein has not agreed to release the full unredacted letter that's another aspect of not being able to face your accuser. That should be, I can't see why Grassley can't get that, but let's see, second thing is, she said that he had a classmate that's virtually identical to him. She described the house.
Yeah, I was going to get to that.
Okay, I don't want to steal your thunder on that. See, next thing is, Grassley, as of today, seems to be leaning to requiring Ford to testify on Monday, which would be good.
Yes.
Not let it delay. McCaskill said that she won't support Kavanaugh. She's in a very tight race in Missouri, so this could cost several Democrats their jobs. And the good news is that McConnell said today that we will push it through, so he may know something about how these waffling people are going to vote.
Yeah, this has gone on way too long, and it has degenerated into a complete circus. And for those Americans paying attention to this, and it is getting a lot of coverage. The corporate media is covering this. They're putting their liberal spin and bias on it, but they are covering it because they don't want to cover what's going on in Syria right now. It is making the Democrats look bad, and it's reinforcing the stereotype of the liberal Democrats as basically screaming crybabies going all the way back to the 2016 election. And I hope it will have an impact on the November elections, because I don't want this country run by a bunch of screaming crybabies who want what they want and will do anything to get it. And they're willing to ignore due process. They're willing to ignore the right to a presumption of innocence. This senator just came on out and said, you know, a woman's accusation, that's all we need.
You know, Pat Buchanan said that he wrote something about how we ought to find a way to peacefully separate. And I think if we're heading in that direction, because I can't imagine the Democrats having complete control of the government again. It would be like a totalitarian government.
The entire country would be like California.
Yeah. You know, one thing, it's
only
minus
Disneyland.
Yeah. That thing in Syria, I mean, that was like the Cuban Missile Crisis, and so close. If the Russians had fired back, who knows what might have happened. That's scary.
I'm thinking very hard about that that theory that the Ilyushin 20 may have actually been shot down by the French frigate, and Putin decided that he was going to say it was an accident by the Syrians in order to not let the situation escalate, which is only a temporary stopgap because there will be another provocation.
You know, they said that the Russians said that there's a no-fly zone for a few weeks while they're doing an exercise. I think what they're doing is they're moving in the S-300s and maybe S-400s to make it a permanent no-fly zone over Syria. And I think it would be a great idea.
Well, the no-fly zone is actually over the eastern Mediterranean, but Syria would be well within its rights to say there is a no-fly zone over our country, and only nations we approve of, like Iran and Russia, are allowed to fly into our airspace, and everybody else is going to get shot down. We'd be well within his rights to do that.
If they had the capability of doing it, which they probably don't right now, but they're getting there.
I would imagine right about now that Russia is sending a whole fleet of cargo airplanes to Syria right now with much more advanced weaponry and missiles.
Yeah, I think so. It would be great if they could pacify that that area and put a stop to this. Because I've heard the Chinese Navy is sending assets to be off Syria.
Yes.
And it's crazy. I mean, my gosh. But that's all I've got. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And, there's a lot of naval assets in the eastern Mediterranean. One wrong move, and we're going to be in the biggest battle since Jutland. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, as you know, a woman who's a curator at a museum in Mexico who went to the same high school as Christine Ford has now backed off saying that she knew that Kavanaugh had attacked Christine Ford. She's now saying, well, it was just a rumor. It was a buzz, no specifics, and I can't back it up. And she's now basically trying to disappear. But another woman who went to that same school as Christine Ford has come on out, and it's Virginia Hume, who's the daughter of Fox News' Britt Hume. And she's saying she knew Kavanaugh then and has nothing bad to say about him. And so far, she's one of over 60 women to basically come on out and say that they knew Kavanaugh back then and he didn't behave like that. Now, if somebody is a sexual predator, they're going to be a predator all the time. Look at Bill Clinton. They're not just a predator once and then the rest of the time they're a gentleman. It just doesn't work that way. Anyway, as that last caller mentioned, there's a new theory that has come on out. And it basically has to do with another student at the same school as Kavanaugh, Chris Garrett. And if you look at their yearbook photos, they are virtually identical. They look very, very much alike. And even more interesting is the house that Chris Garrett was growing up in when he was in high school with his parents matches the description of the house given by Christine Ford. So it's entirely possible, and we don't want to, you know, tar and feather Chris Garrett, but there may have been a confusion of identity, and that's all it takes to create reasonable doubt. Now, I know the Democrats don't want reasonable doubt. They don't want a presumption of innocence. They want Kavanaugh out of there, and we'll do anything to get it. I'm glad that Grassley has decided to say Monday is it. You know, it's either Monday or we're going forward with the vote for confirmation, because the Democrats are dropping hints that they have found another accuser of Kavanaugh. The Democrats are out there saying, okay, yeah, Christine Ford, her story's not, well, we believe her, but there's no proof here. But, you know, and she looks really silly and we look really silly for backing her. But we've got another one. We've got another one in the pipeline. We've got another accuser. And if that doesn't work, we'll find another one after that. Dianne Feinstein was out there on Twitter basically chastising anybody who doesn't believe Christine Ford's story, just at face value. And she tweeted out, we're better than this, at which point Juanita Broderick fired on back saying, no, you're not. Now we're back in 1999 when you refused to read my deposition for the independent counsel along with all Democrats. Your vote had already been decided before testimony. Shame on you. And this, of course, gets on back to Juanita Broderick's accusation that Bill Clinton raped her and then told her to put some ice on that here. CNN interviewed a group of women in Florida for a segment that aired last night about whether they believe Kavanaugh's denial. And the host asked for a show of hands. How many of you believe Kavanaugh when he says it didn't happen? All the women raised their hands. All right, let's take another phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I think we've reached a place, an unfortunate place in time where the mere accusation, the Me Too movement, and some other things as well, like saying the N-word or criticizing Israel, just the mere an allegation of such is enough to ruin a man's career. No evidence is needed, no charges filed, no nothing, you know?
There's nothing new about that. I mean, that got started back in the 1990s with the militant male bash feminism, where they ginned up. There was a rape crisis, and you know, all women were victims, and all men were rapists, and they whipped up this huge hysteria. And because of the media attention that was available, a lot of women came up with these fantastic stories. There was one case where a woman literally wrapped herself in duct tape in the stall of a men's room and claimed she was raped. There was a very famous incident in Davis, California, where a woman claimed she'd been gang raped by skateboarding teenagers on the median of this divided road that went through the middle of town. And a lot of innocent guys got sent to jail. You know, they were trying to get on out. They kept demanding DNA tests. And believe it or not, the National Organization for Women actually came on out and said, no, you can't do DNA tests. It implies that women would lie about this sort of thing. And it got really, really out of control. And the end result was that real rape victims were not being listened to after it was all over and done. Police departments and social services that had been sued by wrongfully prosecuted and slandered men, they became really, really skeptical. But it generated a lot of money and political power for the leaders of that feminist movement. And by the way, if you're interested in the history of 90s feminism, there's a book that you should look at, and it's written by a lady called Christine Hobbs Summers, who describes herself as a feminist, and the book is titled Who Stole Feminism? And it's actually a very good book because it describes how the original equity feminist movement, which we could all get behind, you know, equal pay for equal work, equal access to education, equal access to credit. Who could argue with that? And when it was still equity feminism, I was a big supporter. And then it got hijacked by these political opportunists who transformed it into this male bash, rape hysteria. And what was really ironic is instead of teaching women to stand up and be the equal to men, it taught them to go back to being afraid and timid and just jumping at their own shadows. But again, it made a lot of money. So the book, again, is Who Stole Feminism? It's Christine Hobbs Summers. It is a very, very good read.
Well, even then, Mike, I think the bar has moved, like, tremendously. I mean, look at all the Bill Clinton allegations, right? That, of course, nothing sucked to that guy. The women's movement itself overlooked that, even in the 90s.
Yes.
So it depends on who says it. And then remember Tawana Brawley? You remember her?
That wrecked a lot of careers. That one was really ugly.
And those guys' careers stayed wrecked, but nothing ever happened to Tawana Brawley or Al Sharpton. It depends on who you are, and it's incredible how if you say just the wrong thing, if you say the N-word, your career is ruined, unless, of course, you're a black guy and you can say it all day long.
Yes.
If you're a feminist, you can rape people. Or if you're, who's a senator, the guy that's the Saturday Night Live guy from Minnesota that got resigned? Al, what's his name again?
Franken.
Al Franken. The Me Too guys got him too, but he's coming back and they're going to allow him to come back. It's just, it depends on who you are. And it's ridiculous, but the fact of the matter is, and Paul Craig Roberts said the other day about something else, apparently in Western civilization, evidence doesn't mean a jack crap anymore. It just doesn't mean anything. It's the accusation, it's the echo chamber in the press, and all the political agendas that are being served. And,
yes.
You know, woe be to us. And I keep thinking in all this stuff, There's a Hall of Fame football coach who had fired an assistant coach, and it came out that in 2015, this just happened, 2015, this assistant coach that worked for this Hall of Fame coach had an allegation of spousal abuse. It was never a charge, by the way. Police weren't charged. Nobody got charged. Even the woman's mother said she was lying. And the Hall of Fame coach fired this guy. Of course, he had nothing to do with it. It happened 3 years beforehand, and, you know, it had nothing to do with the school, and there were no charges. But he got suspended for 3 games, cost him $500,000, And there's nothing there.
Yeah, it is out of control. It's guilt by accusation. And, you know, they're throwing away these cherished principles of our system, which is due process, presumption of innocence, and the requirement of proof beyond a reasonable doubt before we exact punishment on anybody. But we're seeing Democrats saying no. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our program. We're going to go back to the telephones here to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Happy Friday. I got to tell you, this whole Kavanaugh thing, I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, but this really focuses and kind of throws into light everything that's really the right people have been talking about that's going on. The unreasonable, the inability to reason with Democrats and the left is something that some of us have been saying for a while now. They're hysterics, the women being thrown out of the hearing because they're screaming. And now this made-up baloney, which is such a farce on its face. I mean, today the lady's saying she doesn't want to fly now, so she wants to drive to Washington. I mean, it's such a farce. But in a way, it's kind of scary in that it tells you that there's really no reasoning with these people. The only way to really deal with them is either lock them up in an insane asylum or ignore them. And Chuck Grassley let this get out of his control right from the start when he let the farce continue with the screaming and the hysterics. Today or yesterday, they all showed up at his office and were eating sandwiches. I mean, what kind of a senator would allow that? I mean, and if any right people from the right try to stunt like that, we'd get locked up so fast and a good beating for good measure. So as a right winger, I just want to stress the fact to other right wingers that are listening to this, you can't reason with these people. You have to defeat them. They have to be beaten, and not, I don't mean physically, but beaten to the point where they no longer have any power. They are, look at how they're exercising their power. They are abusing it. It's totally unconstitutional what they're doing, and I hope after Kavanaugh is put on the Supreme Court, and who's not a person I really particularly like, but he deserves to be put on the court for his, you know, he is a good intellect. I hope he sues the hell out of this lady. She has every right to sue her for defamation. She's obviously, you know, she's deleted all her Facebook posts. She's obviously, and you were bringing up that one about her saying that with Judge Gorsuch, somebody should claim that he raped her. How's she going to defend that in court?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right here. But the reason liberalism has sunk to this state is they've run out of real ideas. When I was a kid, I remember when the Republicans were the party of the rich and the party of war, and the Democrats were the party of the people and peace. And now today, the two parties are indistinguishable. They both serve the ultra wealthy. They're both in favor of war. And so the Democrats are desperate for something that they can offer the American people to win their votes. And there's just nothing that they have other than screaming and crying and, saying that if you don't vote for us, you're a racist, misogynist, transphobic, whatever the latest insults are going to be. You're right. They're not interested in a rational discussion. They just know what they believe. They believe in the one world government. They believe Hillary should have been president. They believe in human caused global warming. And they believe that anybody who doesn't agree with them ought to be censored and shut up.
Well, it's a shame because the Democrats at one time were the party for the working man and unions. And they did work for the betterment of the middle class. And then they sold out, you know, during the Clinton administration to the oligarchy and globalism. I mean, imagine when the Democrats were saying they were going to destroy the coal industry and put all those coal miners out of business. I remember I was part of a union back when they passed NAFTA, and I was infuriated, and yet my union still supported Bill Clinton in 96. And I was all for Pat Buchanan. I said, we got to go for Pat Buchanan in 92. And it's just, it's so sad, and I'm hoping that Trump's populism, at least the working man and the middle class, can get a voice at least in the Republican Party, and maybe the Democrats, some of them will get back to their senses and walk away from this divisive leftism that's really destroying the Democratic Party.
Well, I'll tell you where that all came about from is when they started removing campaign donation limits, especially that ridiculous Citizens United decision, because before that, where the rich could only donate so much, the Democrats had to go out and fundraise among the regular American people. And that's what made them subordinate to the will of the American people. Same thing to a lesser extent with the Republicans, although they were pandering to as many of the rich as they could get to. But once the campaign donation limits came on off, control of the political parties fell into the hands of just a very few powerful billionaires and corporations like Sheldon Adelson. And so the Democrats gave up any idea of appealing to the American people other than during election years. And they went scrambling after the big donations just as much as anybody else. Look at Hillary Clinton's campaign donations record from 2016. She made only a token effort to fundraise at the grassroots level. She just went right to the Wall Street corporations and all those big donors, and they just poured the money right onto her, knowing that had she won the presidency, she would be basically pandering to their best interests, their profit. Anyway, listen, Joe, thanks an awful lot. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, the New York Times has come out with a story basically saying that Rod Rosenstein proposed wearing a wire, a microphone, to secretly record President Donald Trump in order to try and grab information that could be used to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. And the story is saying that Rosenstein considered taping Trump in the White House in the aftermath of Trump's decision to fire FBI Director James Comey in May of 2017. And Rosenstein reportedly proposed these steps because he was alarmed by the chaos consuming the presidency in the early days that followed Comey's firing. Rosenstein broadly denied the allegations and attributed them to anonymous sources who are clearly biased against the Department of Justice, only to have the Washington Post come on out and say, actually, this story is confirmed in McCabe's memos. So it's just amazing here. Over in California, Governor Moonbeam basically came out with what seems like a veiled threat to Donald Trump. And Brown is unhappy with Trump over his stance on climate change. And he came on out and said, something's got to happen to this guy. Brown said, we never had a president who was engaged in this kind of behavior. And he's sabotaging the world order in many respects. And that's the real issue. Trump doesn't want to go along with the globalism. Brown said Trump will undermine the world. So I think there's the real agenda. As you know, Robert Mueller put a lot of pressure on Michael Cohen. And now that Cohen is cooperating, it's starting to become very obvious. Cohen doesn't actually have anything that Mueller's going to be able to use. They're grasping at straws. Cohen has sat for hours worth of interviews with investigators from the special counsel's office, and he has not been able to provide them with anything that they want. They basically went down a dead trail here. Okay, in another indication that Donald Trump is proving to be a very weak president, he has backed off on his order to declassify all the Russian investigation messages and texts. And he's basically saying that he was contacted by not just the Department of Justice, but two unnamed allies, two other foreign governments said, don't declassify this stuff. And so Trump is now saying that he's going to allow the Department of Justice Inspector General to decide what should be redacted or not. But in the end, if he has to, he can still order the declassification. But it's another indication he's a weak man. And what's really interesting is the Department of Justice argument to not declassify this information is it would have a perceived negative impact on Robert Mueller's Russiagate probe. Well, that's the whole point, to get it on out there that there are serious problems with that investigation. And I'm stunned that Donald Trump just backed off on this. I'm absolutely stunned. He may be a great reality TV star and a so-so real estate developer, but as a leader, I think the problem here is, you know, Trump had a reputation back when he was a property developer that he wanted to be friends with everybody, was very generous with workers, very kind, which is a good thing to be. But you need to understand, when you're in management, you can either be a manager or you can be everybody's friend. You cannot be both. And the read I have here right now is Trump is trying to be friends and get along with everybody, and they're taking advantage of it. I think this probably is the second biggest mistake Trump has made after keeping the Obama holdovers. He had an absolute golden opportunity to expose the witch hunt for what it was, which would have had a bearing on the November elections. And he blew it. He absolutely blew it. What is wrong with that man? Is he taking prescription antidepressants? Now, former CIA director and MSNBC contributor John Brennan has called on FBI Director Christopher Wray, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to push back on any director from the White House that may have a negative impact on the Mueller investigation. Okay, well, this is coming from a corporate media TV hack, because he's not currently director of the CIA. But Brennan came on out saying the FBI has an obligation to circumvent Trump because they all took a constitutional oath to the United States. Yeah, but they work for the president. So, again, Trump had a golden opportunity and he dropped the ball. He absolutely dropped the ball. Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch is out there saying the left wants to keep information classified to make it harder for Trump to defend himself. And that is exactly what's going on. They want to keep those Russia investigation documents secret so that Trump can't look at them and say, hey, this is clearly entrapment. This was clearly a lie. Where is Trump getting his advice? Where was Rudy Giuliani in all of this? did Rudy Giuliani, you know, the man who said he was warned that Building 7 was going to collapse and then denied it afterwards, even though it was on TV, did he just throw his boss under the bus on this? You know, I'm sorry. Trump is toast. We're only a couple of months away from the November elections. Trump has run out of time to actually try and change the political landscape to favor the GOP. I'm really annoyed at him. And as an American citizen, I have a First Amendment right to be annoyed with the President of the United States of America. So I'm going to wag my finger at him very seriously and energetically. Let's talk about the economic news. A lot of interesting things going on over there. Article out of Zero Hedge talking about how central planning failed in the old Soviet Union. And yes, it did. The central government couldn't react quickly enough to events that were happening far away. And it's a large country. And the lesson that came out of the collapse of the Soviet Union was that central planning really wasn't going to work, that local governments and jurisdictions had to have a certain degree of autonomy to deal with immediate changes in the reality on the ground. If you want to talk about the failure of central planning, go back and look at Lysenkoism. But unfortunately, central banks seem to be going back to that same model. They want to be centrally planning the entire U.S. economy. And that's not really going to work out that well, if for no other reason than the central bankers are going to run the economy to maximize their profit. Donald Trump is demanding that OPEC lower their oil prices. And it says the reason is because the United States protects the Middle East countries. Actually, right now, the United States seems to be invading Middle East countries. So anyway, Trump is out there saying that OPEC countries will not be safe for long without the United States. Now, this was actually a part of the petrodollar deal. When Richard Nixon ended gold convertibility of the Federal Reserve note, trust in the U.S. dollar, international demand for the U.S. dollar collapsed. And so they launched the petrodollar deal, which is where the United States went to all these oil-producing nations and they said, here is the deal. You agree to sell your oil only for the U.S. dollar, and you agree to invest those dollars back in the United States. We will guarantee your military safety. And for a while, it worked. But unfortunately, ever since 9/11 especially, with Israel's renewed aggressions in the region, more and more countries in the Middle East are seeing the United States can't keep their side of the bargain. And worse, as I mentioned before, the U.S. isn't protecting those oil countries in the Middle East. It's attacking them. It's invading them. Now, one of our callers yesterday mentioned this, and this is the confirmation. The Trump administration has persuaded Volkswagen to comply with the new sanctions on Iran and end almost all of its business in the country. And this is a symbolically charged step in undercutting European Union efforts to keep the 2015 nuclear deal alive. They're still trying to find some way to get Europe to go along with abandoning the deal, putting sanctions on Iran, and using the sanctions to get Iran to give up all of its weapons of deterrence so that when the U.S. invades Iran, they'll just be able to walk in and take over the place. That's the strategy. They've done it already. They did it with Saddam Hussein in Iraq. They did it in Syria, although Syria is still ongoing. The U.S. will go into a country, apply economic and political pressure, and say, give up your weapons of deterrence, and we promise we'll leave you alone. And the country will give up their weapons of deterrence, and the U.S. promptly invades. Now, there's an interesting little article that came out of the American Conservative saying that Washington's endless sanctions are starting to backfire. And they're saying the sanctions are worse than ineffective. They have far-reaching economic impacts. Limiting Iran's oil sales is going to push up energy prices globally. That's why Trump is out there threatening OPEC, lower prices, because you need us to protect you. And these economic penalties are always going to hurt those with the least power, influence, and money, which means the ordinary people of these countries. And we have seen these sanctions flash back, like on Europe, that ill-considered oil price war with Russia actually caused more economic damage to Europe than it did to Russia. It was a kind of a shoot-from-the-hip approach to foreign policy and economic policy here. Another article coming out of Global Research, the U.S. sanctions reach a turning point, de-dollarization and collusion against the United States. And it's pointing out that every year the U.S. finds a new country or group of countries to hit with sanctions. Each year the U.S. adds another 1,000 individuals to its ever longer sanctions list. And now these countries and individuals are starting to fight back. They're going to alternative currencies. India is going to buy Iranian oil, paying for it with the rupee. And the U.S. sanctions will have no effect on that, because the U.S. sanctions are only enforceable if you're working with the U.S. dollar and going through the electronic funds transfer system that's under U.S. control, SWIFT. If you're setting up your own trade, your own finance, if you're going through one of these new alternative electronic funds transfer systems, it pulls the teeth right out of the sanctions. Now, another article is coming on out. This is from shtfplan.com, saying basically the damage that we are seeing from the trade war is actually being used to obscure the failings of the central bank and its way of operating. Even before this whole tariff thing got going, we knew the central bank was causing a lot of economic damage to the country, because by design, it creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And we have been seeing the effects of that with the mortgage-backed security meltdown, skyrocketing student loan debt, higher prices, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. But now, as we continue to see that, the central bankers can say, oh, it's not us. It's not us. It's those tariffs. It's those evil Chinese and Russians. Blame them. Don't blame us. We're bankers. How can you not trust us? Okay. Ray Dalio over on Bloomberg is predicting a dollar crisis and saying history is due to repeat itself. And he's saying it will be not just a dollar crisis, it will be a political and social crisis. And I'm absolutely in agreement. I'm absolutely in agreement. Another warning sign right now is corporations are borrowing against their net worth as opposed to borrowing against cash flow and income, which is in effect what households were doing in 2004, 2005, and 2006, and we know what happened in 2008. Corporate debt in the U.S. is now higher than it's ever been. A lot of people get seduced by the earnings reports coming on out saying how incredibly wealthy these corporations are based on their earnings. But the reality is corporations are as mired in debt as most American households. And as the economy continues to tighten, corporations are going to be in trouble. I mean, look at how many retail franchises, chains, have shut down. Toys R Us, Babies R Us. Now they're predicting that Sears will have closed all of its stores in just a few more years. Meanwhile, over at Bayer, they have been forced to slash their earnings forecast over the development of all these Roundup lawsuits that are starting to pile on up regarding the product that they put on out that is a known carcinogen, known probable carcinogen here. Amazon is planning to open 3,000 cashierless Amazon Go stores by 2021. And basically, you'll walk on in, you'll buy whatever you're going to buy, I presume out of some little kind of a, you know, shelf unit with a door on it. And as you walk on out, your card is scanned. And this is going to be a threat to convenience stores and fast food chains, because without having to pay for the cashiers, the items will be cheaper and faster. Now, I'm never going to use one of those, because I understand that if the American people do not have jobs, then they do not have money to put back into the economy at those shopping malls. Amazon could do this and discover nobody's coming in through the front door because nobody's got the money. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're still talking about the economy. And fortunately, there is another indicator that the economy is not doing very well, and it's a phenomenon that is called the home ATM, by which Americans, just to get by, just to pay their bills, are having to dip into their home equity, which means they're living off the home equity. And we're not talking about retired people, reverse mortgages. We're talking about, you know, middle-aged Americans at the height of their supposed earning ability. And that's the stage in your life where you want to build up the equity in your home, because that's part of what you're going to retire on. But the economy is now so tight, so much is being spent on these wars, prices are so high and wages and salaries so low, that Americans are literally living off the equity in their property. Now, the other day, Poland had suggested that Donald Trump could stop the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which Hungary wants to reach all the way into Europe to bring Russian oil and gas to the European market, which would be an economic threat to America's liquefied natural gas producers. But Trump has decided he's not going to go along with that. He's not going to sanction the Nord Stream 2 companies. A lot of people are scratching their heads. But he did come on out and say that nobody should depend on just one energy source, which actually is very wise and prudent. So Trump's rationale is that the Russian gas going into Europe is a good thing, along with continued U.S. exports of liquefied natural gas. Okay, let's talk about immigration and refugees. There's an interesting statistic coming out of the latest Census Bureau data. Nearly half the population in the top five United States cities do not speak English at home. That's 67 million people living in this country who, while they're at home, don't speak English. They speak a foreign language. So George Soros' dream of just blending us all together is moving forward. Getting back to Hungary, their foreign minister, Peter Szijjártó, has accused the United Nations Human Rights Watchdog of spreading lies about Hungary, saying that immigration is not a fundamental human right. And that's been a big talking point about the open borders people. They're declaring that it's a fundamental human right that you can just go anywhere in the world that you want to and nobody can stop you. I wish they were that dedicated about the First Amendment. But Hungary is saying, no, immigration is not a fundamental human right. It is a privilege. And those seeking to immigrate into Europe have to go through the usual checks. Health check, background check, make sure that they're going to be a benefit to the society rather than a burden. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break for station identification. And when we come on back, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.